Recording.
I got a blue line. It jingle, jangle, jingle.
I think I'm looking good. If my levels were okay last night, then they're good now.
Yeah, your levels are good.
All right. What was I doing? There was one other thing.
They get a Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Mm-mm. That doesn't sound familiar. No? Oh, I know. I open up our page so I can look at the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, movie segment. Last one. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, good. We're going back to randomly choosing. Are we choosing from your book still?
Oh, we're doing that again? Yeah, we can do that.
I thought that's what we were doing.
All right. So let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Are we going to generate them ahead of time like last time, or do you just want to roll it randomly, bam, right at the segment?
Ugh. No, because...
Yeah, that sounds sloppy. It sounds fun the way you're saying it, but it won't be.
Right, and, I mean, we'll be ill-prepared, and we're going to probably hit re-roll.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that won't be fun to listen to.
Yeah. All right, well then make sure we're on a little bit early next week and we can get that, or do you want to do that tonight?
I suppose we should do it tonight.
Yeah.
All right, if that's good, I'm going to open the channel.
Do it, Doug.
Click.
I feel like chicken tonight, chicken tonight. Well, I think Arcade was in there first, like Flynn went for the win.
Yeah.
Thwomp was close, though.
He was in like Flynn.
Word up to the Flynn.
Sadly, I've been watching way too many shows on Pluto that contain Wesley Crusher.
You would.
Man, that guy is on that Geek & Sundry channel 24 hours a day.
I'm sure.
I tried watching Geek & Sundry, and it just didn't catch with me. I don't know. I think I hit a bad... Like, I only saw maybe 10 minutes. I think it was just a bad choice of 10 minutes. I was not impressed. I was expecting an argument. Am I wrong, or...
What's up?
No, I can't say you're wrong.
What did you say? I zoned out. I don't watch that show. I don't watch. I just recommended it to Craig because I thought it was something he would enjoy. I don't watch any minutes of Pluto TV.
Oh, okay. The Geek and Sundry specifically.
Yeah, like I said, I have tried multiple podcasts where people play D&D and stuff, and I just find none of them good.
Yeah.
Hey, Donkey Teeth, what are the U.S. men up to? Why are you waiting for them? They've still got 2 more years before we need them. Oh, no, he's gone.
Yeah, he's not on the channel.
But we do have a semi-rare appearance from ERIC in Cincinnati.
Baby, if you ever wonder whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. All right, we're ready to go. It's 9:06 in the PMs.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 198th Ian installment.
Oh, man, we are woefully underprepared for...
of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Our anniversary.
Something fierce. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ian. That's SneakyBeat15. We got Ray. He is KS72. Say hello, kids.
Hello.
Hello, kids.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
All right, this is the week of June 26th through, July 3rd. Hey, next week's July 4th. Imagine that. I'll make sure to not go see the fireworks next week, just like every other year.
Strong choice.
Because, man, there's too many people out there. There's just too many people. Too many. Your Deadpool dailies today, Green Fist. Tomorrow, Green Rags. Then it's Yellow Kamala Khan. Saturday, Black Pietro. Sunday, Purple Wanda. Monday, Blue Vision. Tuesday, Blue Strange. Wednesday, Black Thanos. Over in the 5-day 4-star grade! The humanity! on the 22nd was Cage. And a whole lot of fiddle faddles. Did you fiddle faddle?
No, I did not need it. It was sometimes I felt that people were, when we talk about character powers and we talk about costs in the 13 to 16 range, and people are like, oh, that's too much. It takes forever. And I'm like, skeptical. It takes forever. That is too much. It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. It was really just a matter of you know, Gamora being like, I can output a lot of damage, and Cage being like, I can resist a lot more. You can incapacitate me as long as you want. I will eventually hero for hire me a victory.
There you go. Yeah.
She kept stunning me and then using her powers, and I'm like,
oh, sad time.
Yeah, couldn't do much. But eventually, yeah, red won out. After way too long of playing, I got enough red and just clobbered her.
All right. Coming up on the 27th is Iron Spider-Man. What's that looking like for you?
What the pow?
That is how that's looking.
I don't know. Let me pull up my infographic. It'll tell me more about my own life.
His excellent power is at a one for you. That's not really...
That's usually how I like to live. But I don't know. So maybe before 3-1, I don't know if he can take some more... Is that a non-championed, Craig?
Yeah.
My heart!
Only 12 covers.
Elizabeth, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, no champion for me.
Holy majoli. Yeah, we'll see. I'll read some internet, see what I can do with 4-3-1. Are the 4 or the 3 the one where I can diminish the damage that I take by significant amounts?
Yes.
All right. We'll see what I can do.
Yeah, because 4 is with the pal. That'll throw a whole bunch of web tiles out there that'll absorb up all the damage.
Oh, you've already been told you're wrong.
Really?
Okay. Green is pow.
Isn't that what I said?
I think you said 4, and my blue is at a 4. My green is at a 3.
Oh, okay. I should forewarn you. I had a busy day today, and I'm almost asleep already. So
again, 2 in a row.
Yeah. My boss is out this week, which means everybody's coming to me with stuff, and it just it was not good.
So the world is topsy turvy. Dogs and cats living together. Ray
mass hysteria.
Totally. Ray is swamped.
Oh, and let me tell you something about a little thing called pickle moonshine. That's not good.
Okay. I mean,
it was. I might as well just open a jar of pickles and swallow all its juice all at once.
Yeah. Why did you? Ooh. How were you coerced into such a poor choice?
Well, Friday we went to the Bowlesburg Wine, Beer, and Spirits Festival.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing. And gross.
Yes. So well, they had free samples from all these distilleries. And
okay,
things, right?
Sorry. Someone posted the Whip Pow in the, and it was Grinch. And I clicked on it, and Whip Pow! Man, that cracks me up.
So anyway, we tried a bunch of booze. Yeah. And that pickle one, it was like super salty, and it was something.
Overall, I was impressed with the place, though. I mean, there were like, I don't know, 20 stations, and you just walk up and they give you samples of whatever it is they got.
Nice. That sounds like a good time. And I definitely would participate in something like that. It just, that offering does not sound good.
No.
Some of my wife's more rural acquaintances always tried to coerce me into doing pickle shots out at the bar. And I'm like, no, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like just a bottle of pickle shots.
Yeah. There was a couple of whiskeys that were okay. The Five Governors gin from Bellefonte was actually pretty solid.
Mm.
So I like that. Anyway, back to this game.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Oh, right. The next character is not somebody. Insert a Spider-Man character here.
Right.
No one knows what it is.
Special Far From Home things are happening.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the story events. You got Honor Among Thieves is wrapping up. That'll get you 3 Spideys and that there new Black Cat Lady. Top folks get Invisible Woman. And then it was Human Torch. Thickest Thieves follows that up. Again, Torch is an Invisible Woman. Top folks get Iron Spider, and then it is Blade. In PvP land, hey, Ray, there's only 4 days left.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. Right now, you got War of Realms is going. That'll get you a Bullseye and a She-Thor. Top 10 folks get Will He Porker Dad, and 11 to 50 is She-Hulk. Follow that up is Poor Sign of Interest, where you can get some OG Spideys and Bagman. And then classic Spidey emplacement.
Sorry, that's a really good pun.
Poor Sign of Interest?
Yeah.
It's a nice one. All right. In news, notes 181 are out.
Ooh.
Ian, are you sitting down?
Oh, you know it, buddy.
This is the toughest clue of all time.
Okay.
It says, stay sharp-witted as Mysterio, Mr. X, his foes in Marvel Puzzle Quest. It could be anybody. I don't know.
Black Bolt confirmed?
It is totally the Shocker, because no one's going to see that coming.
They never do.
Who doesn't love a good Shocker?
Most of my exes?
Family show.
Talking about one of those hand buzzers. I don't know.
Hey, they changed the background loading screen and the icons. That is all. let's see. So then we got this. Sorry, I was distracted by that graphic there that Samurai threw up. there's the Far From Home celebration, also known as Peter Goes to France. Isn't that what this movie's about?
I don't know. I'm just excited that animated Spider-Verse movie came out on Netflix today, so I'll finally get to watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I haven't gotten to see all of it. I only saw bits and pieces.
There you go. I think you are accurate. I see a Spider Lampoon's European Vacation.
All right.
He's they only got that when they're going to hang someone.
All right, so there's the Far From Home celebrations going on. You should have gotten a Far From Home free token. Did you get that?
I did.
Look, kids, Spider-Man, Uncle Ben.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh, man, that was strangely funny. There's the Far From Home vault is going on.
Thank you, Anne Savage Burn.
Look, Ben's Uncle Ben gunned down in the street.
Too far. Too soon.
Spider-Man Infinity War blue covers in there. A Nick Fury yellow cover. Some support tokens. Classic Spidey and a bunch of other stuffs. Honor Among Thieves, like we said, will get you a Black Cat and his classic Spider-Man. Being buffed, Ian, from now until July 17th. This is a long buff.
Wow.
You got Spider-Gwen, Miles, the Porker, and all 16 versions of Spider-Man will all be buffed during this event.
Nice.
So load up your Spider-Mans, jump on the party. I don't know what that means.
You got a bounce house? I don't know.
Ooh. Like I said, Porcy Adventures going on. You got Infinity War as a reward in Thick as Thieves. You got all kinds of stuff coming on. So get yourselves some Spider-Man. That's really all I got in the newsland. Let's jump to this movie thing.
Yeah, let's finish it up.
Home stretch.
All right, so this week we've got four movies to put in order.
Yes.
Really, you know, we need to determine what the bottom three are. And then that'll leave us with the top one. So the movies in order that they came out, I believe, is the order that they were originally put in. No, they are still in the order of Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes has Infinity War, Doctor Strange, Civil War, and The Winter Soldier.
No, Civil War's got a higher ranking than Winter Soldier.
Oh, it does. Oh, they're in the wrong order.
Nope, they're in the release order.
They
you were correct
the
first
order.
Time.
See, I told you I was asleep.
That's okay. Hang in there. Show's almost done.
But there you go. Two Captain America movies, Doctor Strange and Infinity War.
I would flop the bottom two.
Is this like Price is Right? Flip? Flop?
Yep.
Or flip-flop?
Yes, I would flip-flop the bottom two. I would go Winter Soldier number one, Civil War number two, Infinity War three, Strange four.
Okay, I did not see... Okay, sorry. I was counting down for some reason. I think we're pretty close, and I'm fine with your flop. You're saying Doctor Strange, then Infinity War, then Civil War, then Winter Soldier being the best ever?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We are in complete agreement.
Wow, how did that happen?
I don't know. Because there's only four to choose from, and it's pretty straightforward.
Oh, okay.
Winter Soldier was much, much better than I remembered, and then I rewatched it, and it just was excellent.
Yeah, that's a good
I mean,
one.
It was just rich with conspiracy, lots of good character details, plenty of Black Widow that we don't normally get. It was awesome, and the other ones were all great. I love Doctor Strange.
All those movies are very, very good movies.
Yeah, really. The only I think the only objection you and I had to Doctor Strange was that the Baron got demoted to Carl.
Yeah, that was the only thing I really hated about it. Like, it was just like, why is he no longer a Baron? What happened?
Yeah, so, everything else. Know.
I will throw this out. I'm fine with Strange being number four. I really enjoyed that movie. I thought Cumberbatch was amazing as Doctor Strange. Well,
sure was.
All of the movies.
Yeah.
I also agree. So here's my difference. My difference is I enjoyed Infinity War well beyond, I think, any of the other movies. So what didn't you like? What throws Infinity War down on your list?
Just because I like the Captain America movies better.
That's so you're just biased? Is that
no? I just really enjoy the Captain America. I enjoy all three of them. I thought if you know, I first Avenger could have made it into the top, you know, four for all, you know, for me. I thought they're all great. I really enjoy Infinity War. I liked it a whole lot.
Infinity War was pretty excellent.
The ending of Infinity War was great.
Yes,
yep. I love the beginning it of when Infinity the, War was great.
I love it when the heroes don't just win. And that was it was done exceptionally well. However, I will cede this argument simply because one of the best villains ever was in The Winter Soldier. That's right, Crossbones.
Should have seen that coming.
You should have.
Yeah. How about this? And I'm open to being completely wrong about this, but one of the reasons that I would rank Infinity War slightly beneath the two Captain America movies is because Infinity War was, I realize all of these are part of a big story. Infinity War was clearly half a movie. Like, it was designed to be one half of a complete story. So it didn't have, you know.
Yeah, the ending was solid, but it was totally just, here's a cliffhanger for the next film.
Right. I mean, more so than these other ones. I realize each one fed into one another, but, you know, they had proper, introduction, action, conclusion, and then I was ready for the next. This one was like, stop. Well, wait, is that it? No. No, we're going to give you more here in just a minute, but we want to make you wait because sitting through a six-hour movie just seems preposterous.
See,
you haven't done that since Dune.
I see where you're coming from, but in my mind, that was the proper ending. It, even though the proper ending was the heroes didn't win, Thanos won. Yeah, sorry, that's the storyline. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't know.
I'd have been super stoked if they'd have left it that way. That would have been amazing. Amazing.
If you want to push Infinity War ahead of Civil War, I'm open to that too, you know? But, boy, I really... Winter Soldier was a real excellent film, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do agree. Yeah, I'm actually not going to argue anymore. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I put all three of those on pretty much equal footing, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
At long last. The kind of hated, kind of popular segment.
next week, we're going to return to random Marvel characters square off in
Some-sided arena.
Some-sided arena. Random characters have already been chosen. There will be no groups this time. And depending on how angry I get, maybe there or maybe not, there will be robots.
There'll be what?
Robots.
Robots?
Stupid robots won last time.
I don't think they did they?
I don't know. I've already forgotten who won. That stupid Mark 1 Sentinel made it all the way to the end.
Yeah, that's true. Thing was awesome.
All right, so that's the movie segment. Let it rest in peace.
Yeah, that was good times.
All right, so this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Tony becomes the master.
All right, let me tell you abbreviatedly about the Taskmaster. He has three-ish abilities. They're red, blue, and black. Each ability has 6 options, which seems gratuitous at first, and it is. Does anybody know how I decide which powers I have? I don't remember anymore.
Don't you have to pick them before the fight?
Oh. All right. Well,
I don't know. I've never actually used this character except for when he first came out.
Right. That's why I haven't. It's not in my brains.
Yeah, I think at the beginning of before the fight, you have to go into him and then pick your stuffs.
Okay. Well, let's see what some of the choices you have. Under the red, you could pick Little off the top. I believe that's the Deadpool ability where he takes a percentage of your health away. Oldest trick in the book. That sounds like the countdown punch in the face that 4-star Star-Lord has. Grim Efficiency. I've never used Nebula, but I think she's got that. Probably Strength Tiles. Ooh, Star-Spangled Avenger. That's good times. I'd use that one. He throws a shield at you. The shield returns some AP. Moving Target. Is that Bucky throws out a countdown tile and try to make it explode? A bunch of Fiddle Faddle. That does a lot of damage. It's expensive, though, and it's slow. let's see. Blues. Here are some of your choices. Speed Shot. Is that the when Hawkeye makes a match 5 and puts out all the damage-y bits? Yeah, that's lazy. I like that. Billy Club. Stuns you. Repeater. Nuts from above. Squirrel Girl hates projectiles. Do as Peggy says. That's a good one. Stun 2 people and do some damage? Ruthless Precision. That sounds familiar.
Is that also... That's also a Winter Soldier thing.
Is it? Is that the one where he can pick a tile and he steals some of that AP from you? That doesn't sure. sound right.
I don't know, man. Nope, they're saying it's a Kate power.
Oh, yeah, the Kate... Oh, that's a good one, too. That does a lot of damage. Again, it's costly and slow, but it's potent. Twin Pistols. It kills your turn, but... It blows up a good chunk of the board, does a good bit of damage, does like 300 per tile, and it does a 9x9 situation. Or not a 9, you know, a 9 block situation. 9x9, that's outrageous. I just lied to you grotesquely.
Considering it's an 8x8 board, that's pretty
right.
Spectacular.
It's more like a 3x3. Anyway, the 1-2 quack foo, why would you pick that? it does damage per green, I think.
It doesn't ignores projectiles, doesn't it?
I believe you. I do use Howard more than I want to because my son often plays alongside me and he's like, pick the duck guy. Look at that, Dad. Pick him. I'm like, all right. See what this guy does. Night Stalker. Oh, that's old. What's his name? Sword slashy ability, I think. That's an okay one. Shadow Step.
Slashy.
That's Elektra's only ability. Skullcracker, 3-star Gamora stuns you for some damage? Stuns 2 people, maybe? Moon Silver Blades, all those croissants. And Sniper Rifle, that's the old gray suit. Blows up the board and does some AOE at level 5. Wow, Taskmaster. I feel like his build is, I don't know, is it relevant? Guess it depends on how you like these abilities that I... glazed over, but I mean get a build in your mind. I'm gonna say that he's a 3-5-5, but that's just because I like Do As Peggy Says and I like the Moon Silver Blades.
Mm-hmm.
And I like most of the things I read. Red was my least favorite that I've read out of all of them.
Looking online, I don't think there's a good consensus on how people want to have him built, so
he's you know, he's a trophy.
It depends on what
character.
Powers you pick. So yeah,
yeah, it's very, very flexible. Lots of correct builds for this guy. So if you ever get enough Taskmasters, which I'm sure many of you do, you know, enjoy. He seems confusingly versatile.
Oh, Ray's got all the Taskmaster covers. Look at them all.
Do you?
He's got 10 of them.
I've got 10. Yeah.
What? What kind of life is that?
Yeah, that's living the rich man's life right there.
Seriously.
Holy smokes.
At least Craig went with a more popular Ian-style build.
I thought I was super, like, you know, lucky to get 4 covers.
Yep, I got 100. That's the way I like it. That's what I get from Mocking Red. I should have known. Anyway, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's the Taskmaster.
All right. Thank you, Xandar. The whole planet. It's a planet, right? Not just a city?
It is a whole planet, I believe.
All right. Willie, what you got in the mail?
No, not a whole lot, but let me go over it. This week, there was no comments on the D3 forum. Nobody wanted to comment, so...
Aww.
But that's okay.
Aren't.
D-Wing tried to make up for it. He said, excitement yawn, 10 seconds in, prepare for scintillation.
Oh.
I am trying to remember the last debate that prompted such passion from all participants involved as the Luke Skywalker action figure. That, yeah. Everybody was kind of up in arms about that.
Hey, you know who else was also up in arms about that?
What's that?
That Luke figure, because he was suns out, guns out, baby.
he was ripped. Was.
Woo! Let me kiss this bicep. Let me kiss this bicep. Oh, yeah.
Which way to the beach?
The gun show. No beach on Tatooine, baby. There's no water.
It's all beach. What
No, I think my definition of beach has to have water, beat the sand.
All right. D-Wing also said, I enjoyed Felicia in the shield training intro node. I look forward to any covers. I did not enjoy that. That first node in shield training, that was just rough.
I did not play a single second of that event.
It took me 3 tries to get past the first node.
That's good times.
And then, of course, I couldn't finish it because I don't have enough Ronin. So. And by not enough, I mean nowhere near enough. I think I got him to like level 109. You got to get him to like 209. It's not good. He said, I tried explaining Avatar to my 12-year-old this morning. She simply said she wants to visit the Disney property and look at it, but not watch the movie. That is the correct answer.
Can't argue with that.
Just the argument about which Fantastic Four movie was worse would create a nuclear winter. I don't know. I think there's a clear option on... I mean, if you mean of the newer Fantastic Four movie, I still think there's a clear option.
You got to count the unreleased one that was super, super bad.
Yeah, if you count it, there's a clear winner on which one's worse.
Oh, doggy, that thing is... It's bad.
It's awful. He also said, Rey is correct about nemesis. Thank you. Thank you.
Nemesis.
If you had told me that hearing about puppy killing would result in convulsive laughter on my part today, I would not have believed you, and I would have been wrong. Don't remember killing puppies, but okay.
Yeah, what was puppy killing?
I trust that it definitely was there. I also don't immediately remember it.
Nope. And finally, he said, what is Wolverine's canon birthday? I have no idea. I don't know if Wolverine knows. He says, we need to check Sabretooth on that day to see if the devs went full Easter egg. I would really like that, except, does he have a birthday? Like... I didn't think he knew he remembered anything, so...
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is that why does Sabretooth know what it is? Ah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know when to check, though. Dances with Weevils said, I did read Guardians of the Galaxy back when the team was led by Vance Astro, and Yondu was a good guy. He says, I was super excited about the movie until I learned that it was some other team, hashtag not my Guardians. That's pretty epic. And Perondiak said, Pluto TV is dope. If there is a D&D show, I need to find it. As you might have heard, in fact, I know you did, on Reddit, Geek and Sundry was the show. He also said, Avatar equals Titanic plus Fern Gully plus Dances with Wolves. That really doesn't make me want to see that. That being said, I saw it 3 times in the theater. Wow. I have seen Endgame twice, so I need to see it one more time to help push it over Avatar. And it's 6 minutes of end credit scenes. 6 minutes. Right. I think we said 2.
I don't know. All I know is that apparently that's 6 minutes of stuff they jipped me out of the first time I saw the movie.
Right. I looked at something, and it told me that there was one additional scene that was Hulk-related, and the rest of it was like a tribute to Stan Lee and something else. I zoned out. They lost me at Hulk-related.
If I were going to go see it again, I would see it just to see the movie, not specifically for that. That extra footage doesn't really thrill me. And finally, Perondiak said, team up time, Charlie's Angels, such a great team. Good pick for the first team out of the gate. Are you taking submissions for discussion in future episodes? Sure. Why not? I can always ignore them. So, yes. If you have a suggestion... Feel free to let me know. I don't want to be inundated.
No,
with
that was
them,
the second.
That was the second team.
It was.
All right.
This is true, and this week will be the third. But
so, and jumping back to that Guardians talk there for a minute.
Yeah.
So since it's Rick's last day on Friday at the office, we're still been trying to get someone in police to actually tase him because he wants to experience this. And so he asked the captain again today if he could be tased on Friday as part of his last day at work. And I told him, we're only going to make it happen if after he gets tased, he immediately shouts out, "I'm Taserface!"
That seems unnecessary. I think having a coworker tased on the way out the door just sounds like a great day at work. That's a weird request. Like, not super weird. Like, I've met people.
Oh, come on. You've met Dave Birchall.
I know. I was going to say, I've met people. That's why I don't think it's that weird, but I love not knowing what it feels like to be tased. One of my favorites.
Oh, man. Him and that stun gun.
I'm going to build up a tolerance.
Yeah, he wanted to build up a tolerance to stun guns by gunning himself in the leg.
Experiment over.
Yeah, he kept trying it. Then he cut off all his hair and beat people with it. Good times.
All right, that's it. That's all I've gotten in the listener comments.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, God help you, Ian. I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You delayed that on purpose. You took like 20 minutes to clap after we finished saying that in sync. That was an obvious trap. Obvious.
I always delay and then try to guess as to where your clap's going to be and it just never works.
I put my hands on the table on either side of the microphone and we just want to pump you up. It's however long it takes me to lift my hands off the table.
All right, next time it's you come over, we'll time it.
Maybe one.
And then we'll have a nice long discussion about internet latency.
Total trap. All right, let's see who's boosted.
Hit this graphic,
Last week was a downer. Let's see if I can cheer myself up. Well, we know most of them because we talked about them already, but we'll revisit them in detail. But let's talk about 3 stars. Let's talk about the long, flowing golden locks of the all-new 3-star Cyclops. His damage output was excellent before. It's even better now. Keep using him. Ooh, Iron Fist. He's boosted. He's a great compliment on some teams we've discussed here.
Look, he's also boosted.
I know. Cyclops. He is the third.
He's not the third.
Cyclops, Iron Fist, and Switch. Best team ever. I don't have to waste time doing weird countdowns and jab, jab, cross. So anyway, Luke Cage clearly boosted. Boom. Excellent. Excellent. Spider-Man, 3-star, because all Spider-Men have superpowers. He is boosted. His yellow, good punching. And, Old King Thor is boosted.
Mm-hmm.
If you had any curiosity of whether or not I decided to get that, I did. turns out I wanted it more than I thought. And now I have it, and I've got to use it once since I got it, and I'd forgotten about it, and then there he was, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a good day. All boosted. Wow, that's a good lineup. There's no going wrong on the 3-star world. Enjoy your boosts. That's where I live. Let's talk about the spider boosts. Miles Morales, boost-o-matic. Let's see what hide... Oh, when he appears out of his hide-and-seek invisibility. Wham. Damage. Extra damage. Cranked up per web tile. And his Venom Blast does a little bit of damage as well. So you'll get better use out of that. Spider Gwen. Cherry Bomb. Deals excellent damage. That's going to be boosted, so it's going to deal absolutely premium amounts of damage. And the little bit of health that she can kick out of her jams, you'll get a little bit more. The mysterious Peter Porker. Let's see what you do. I don't remember any of your things. I don't have you. You seem wacky. I'll check you out on Netflix later. Yellow deals damage and gives you health. So look to have those be boosted. And, he does damage with a countdown tile. Good for him. You probably won't use him. I won't tell you anything else about him. Pow! This is one of the Infinity War Spider-Man. I remember that UNC Samurai wrote his doctoral thesis on this character and was able to defend it here on the show, which was excellent. His red, the more web tiles, the more damage, and there's no cap, so go nuts and punch someone through a roof. And lastly, And I will say leastly, even though she's probably leastly, but man, get your own genre. You do not belong with the spider people, Jess. Get out and go back to Hydra where you belong.
Not a spider character, just has that name.
But her damage from the system shock will be a little bit better.
I think Tensoon has a good point. The web tiles, they do cap at 64.
Okay, right. that is true. Oh, and if you use the fear portion of her love and fear, the fear trap tiles will do a little bit more damage. So let's see what the cool kid are doing in the Samurai Says quarter. Pairing Vulture with Miles with Iron Spider. Two of the three boosted, one excellent 24/7, so he needs no boost. Iron Spider makes a ton of web tiles. Miles can make even more web tiles. And Vulture has special tile remover. And he can generate green for the thwip-a-pow. And that should just make unbelievable amounts of web tiles. So that way you can use 64 web tiles to amplify his proportional punch and win the day. So Vulture, Miles, Iron Spider. That's what Samurai suggests. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks as always to Mystify. Mystify.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how I end the segment.
All right.
I've been for a while.
I forget about that. I don't know. For some reason, I always think it should be Fortified, not Mystified, and my brain reboots. It takes me a second.
Yeah.
And then...
yeah.
All right. Yep. Hey, it's Team Up Time with Ray. Team Up Time!
Featuring Ray.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Synergy segment, or Team Up Time, whatever.
All right. I like
Team Up
both.
Time? Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Team Up Time?
What's happening? Okay. This week, right. I'm going to be talking about a two-star team. This is a two-star team that I still use
GTL.
To this day. I use it every day in the Deadpool Daily. And it's the only three characters that I actually keep at max level. All the other two stars, I just, you know, recycle them whenever, but these I keep available. It is, of course, Stormito with a third character. So you're talking about two-star Storm, two-star Magneto, and I like throwing in two-star Captain Marvel. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But the basic idea here is you need to find purple. You find purple to use Magneto's polarity shift. You get 11 purple, and you can change blue tiles, three of them. You change any color tiles to blue. So you can use this to generate up some blue, and that fuels Storm's Windstorm, which is, for two-star, a fantastic AoE. Damage the entire enemy team. Max level, she's doing like 2,400 points of damage to the enemy team, and stunning the target for four turns. So if you're even facing a decent team, you can just wreck them with this. I also like Storm's green ability, which destroys some random tiles and gives you the AP for them. I always like the generating AP powers. So I like running her at a 5-5-3. Magneto, I run at a 3-5-5 because even though I generally don't use either his red or blue, the red in my mind is better because, again, if it destroys a block, so the red puts out a countdown tile that destroys a block, you get the AP that block had in it. So, again, a power that generates AP, I'm a big fan. With this team, I use Captain Marvel mostly because she has a black power that is also AoE, and I like being able to throw that in and finish up my daily Deadpool fairly quickly. I never use her yellow. I'll say use her yellow. Her red is also reasonably decent and is slightly cheaper than Magneto's, so you can throw that in if you need to finish off your fights a little quicker. So that's who I like to use. Now, Ian, tell me why you would replace Ms. Marvel with Hawkeye.
Oh, I don't always, but I just like that his, his speed shot is a well-liked ability by me, so I like to toss him in there. Sometimes I prefer to replace her with Thor, because he also offers a green AoE, and I usually just keep Storm at a 3-5-5, so that way I can focus on Thor's AoE, Storm's AoE, and Magneto for generating AP. And gives me an opportunity to speed through things that I wouldn't otherwise have.
Nice.
So, you know, you can AoE through the first wave with Storm, and then can AoE through the second wave with Thor, and, you know, keeps things moving along. No real preference. The third person's largely a matter of taste.
Sure, sure. Craig, do you use a two-star team?
I do for the Deadpool Daily.
Is it Stormito? Obviously. Or do you just...
No, I use I use Storm, Hawkeye, and the Dream Warrior.
Right on.
That really is astounding to me. Okay.
Oh, let me break it down for you. At the moment, Storm, the Dream Warrior, and Hawkeye are his three highest level two stars.
Oh, no, all of my two stars are at level 144.
Oh.
I only sell the second one when the second one gets to 144.
Oh, you hurt my soul.
I'm up to 222 characters, so there you go.
Ugh.
I just don't understand it because I thought you hated Dokken. But then again, you turn animations on.
I hate the computer using Dream Warrior because they fire off that power every turn. Every turn, they somehow have five blue. Every turn, maybe there's no blue on the board. Somehow the computer's made five blue. It's annoying.
All right. I recommend Magneto, Storm, and a third. I do like the Thor theory. I've never used Thor with them, I don't think. I like Captain Marvel. I might try out Thor next. So there you go. That's your team up of the week. If you're in the two-star land, or if you're looking to do your daily Deadpool, they make it fairly quick.
Cool. Thanks, Ray. And thanks, Unify.
Unify. Holy smokes, let's open tokens. Man, that went quick.
What?
Yeah.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
I do. I have it open to the point where I am, do you have 8,000 extra hero points so you can get Lady Loki?
No.
Oh, you should.
No, I shouldn't.
Yeah, you did. You always talk. This was like the big draw of Loki when Loki was the featured character like 200 episodes ago.
You know what? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, this is like you thought that this was his whole shtick.
Oh, that's funny. No, I've never. I don't think I've ever had 8,000 hero points. Let's start there. I'm sitting at a super generous 2,730 hero points right now. That's a lot for me.
Mm. Well,
wow. So it's 2,000 red ISO, which I don't really care about. The costume, five legendary tokens, and a two-star support. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, five legendary tokens. That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
And a support. That's wacky.
Yeah, and it's a support I don't have.
Right.
That's a lot of hero points, though.
It is a lot of hero points.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to stroke this bald portion of Storm's head.
Right on.
It is a King of Wakanda.
Ooh.
Kinetic Shield. That brings him up to level 284.
Have I not been paying attention whatsoever? When did Storm get in here?
Two characters ago, right?
Right, no, I don't know. See, I also thought so. I think last week it was still Rescue.
Oh, yeah, into the thing. I mean, she's been in the game. She just went into the tokens now.
Okay.
But she's been in the she's been in the game for a few weeks.
Yeah, I mean in the legendary tokens. I've actually not been spending them because I was waiting for that to happen.
Well, there you go.
I'll go since you might go crazy. I will first fruitlessly poke this picture of Rescue because I still think it's last week and I know it doesn't do anything, but maybe Storm will be so envious that she will produce something. And she did! Come on! Is this the one I need? Oh, it's a Fist of Honshu for, what's his name? Moon Knight.
Is that the one you need?
It's one of the ones I need. I have the croissants is the only one I have at 5, and I was like, oh, come on, I don't want to have to bank, but I don't. So he's a 4-2-5. I'm getting close. He's almost viable.
Nice. All right. My turn then. I don't know. I'm going to go for the standard eye poking. Oh, look at that. Choice. That is a purple cover.
Ha
ha! Hella, Knives Out.
Oh, I love Hella.
That's pretty nice. That takes her to a 201. Completely not useful.
She was one of the nodes this week. So I was using her with Gritty Kitty. Oh, that was good times.
What do you have her at that she's usable?
memento. Let me look.
You know what would compliment her well? That new costume for Loki.
Why can I not find her cover?
Because it's, you know, dead air and you're making the show worse.
Oh, I have her at a 1, 2, 3.
All right. Got all three powers. However,
yeah, when she was boosted, though, man, if that, you know, dire wolf attack kicked off, oh, that was good times. Good times.
I don't know. I've fought her a couple times and the dire wolf came in and was just, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, wait, that did not nothing. Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah, but when you have the gritty kitty tiles going, and then every time you down somebody, she ups the tile something fierce. So in those wave nodes with her, by the time you got to like wave node 3, I would fire off, even though I have only 2 levels of direwolves. Yeah, they were doing like 20 some thousand points of damage per bite.
Huh.
It was like chomp, chomp, chomp. Oh, look, all the enemies are dead. Okay.
Pairs well with Okoye.
Yeah, I'm sure she's just fine.
I don't know that she would, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Okoye does or why people say that. I just like to be included once in a while.
Okoye boosts power damage, and Greg was talking about tile damage, what Okoye does nothing for, so.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, is that it? Is that all we got?
Man!
Shout out to this guy.
This OG. Guy. This week has been a rough week for me in the Deadpool dailies. I have had 2 days where I could not participate in the burrito.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do not have Talos, and I do not have Namor.
Well, one of those is awesome, and his name is Namor.
Skeptical about that claim. I'm sure his name is Namor, but...
And Namor was his name. Tell me about the podcast, though.
Or was it Atlantean who had a king and Namor was his name? Oh.
There you go.
All right. It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network, of which we are a part. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. Us and several other podcasts work together to maximize your options for listening enjoyment. If you would like, we have some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or again, you can find all the shows and a complete archive of all the shows on the soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention this. Did you guys know that there's a pirate Deadpool costume?
What? I saw that advertised.
I am skeptical about your claim, but you are a trustworthy friend, so I'm going to take your word.
I actually got it. You had to participate in a PvP, so I didn't really think you'd be interested in any case. I
would have.
I think it was like you had to get like 350 points or something like that.
Ooh, I've gotten 400 once, so it could happen twice.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until I started playing, and it was like at, you know, midnight 30 or something, and I'm like, I'm not texting Ian about this.
Yeah, nope.
But, yeah, that total surprise. I had no idea it was there. But it was a happy surprise. Now I've got a 4-star Deadpool that is dressed up like a pirate. It's kind of weird.
I'm a little envious. Not overly, but I'm happy for you, I guess. Disappointed. That's okay. That's what I get for not playing the game very often.
They're sneaking them in here and there.
They are. Covers were like only spoken of in hushed tones, and now they're like, covers, covers, come and get your covers.
I'm curious with
I appreciate.
With the new intro, where Spider-Man changes from, you know, his normal costume to the black costume that I've never seen before. I'm wondering if that's
some
just going to be a costume.
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, there you go. Samurai posted a picture of the Deadpool.
I don't know. I was just more distracted by that Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo? What's he up to?
Apparently screaming disappointed. All right.
Let me get back into the Discord so that I can be included again.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in this week. Puzzle Warriors 3. You know, send all your comments, suggestions, and hate mail to Ray. He likes getting that. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some stuff. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Good night, everybody.
Bold clue. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.